Hare Krishna. Now we come to the offerings. First we have His Holiness B.B. Govinda Swami Maharaj. How many of you have heard his kirtans? And today he is right there with us. We have all the legendary personalities amongst us. Okay, it's like a dream coming true for NVCC congregation devotees. B.B. Govinda Swami Maharaj joined Krishna Consciousness Movement in New York in 1971 and received initiation from Srila Prabhupada later that year. He served as cook and pujari in ISKCON centers in New York and Toronto until leaving for Vrindavan in 1977, and from 1979 till 87 served as ISKCON temples in Greece, Israel, Italy and France. B.B. Govinda Swami returned to Vrindavan in 1987 and while there established the Food for Life program. He has been an initiating spiritual master since 1992 and received sannyas initiation in 1993. A defining moment in his Krishna consciousness was the conversation he witnessed between Srila Prabhupada and his godbrother Srila Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj in October 1977. During that exchange, Srila Prabhupada repeatedly quoted Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Tandera Charana Sei Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Hai Ei Abhilash. This is my desire that birth after birth, I may live with those devotees who serve lotus feet of the six Goswamis. B.B. Govinda Swami Maharaj travels to join devotees in congregational chanting of Krishna's names. He is known for his lively chanting and his ability to include all of them to participate in the kirtans. In year 2000, he became GBC member and currently the zonal secretary for
a lot of places.
So this is about B.B. Govinda Swami Maharaj, who will be speaking at the end. First we have Indradyumna Maharaj needs no introduction. Yeah, only one thing to add, this I have heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He has one line. He has a very special appreciation, feelings and relation with Srila Narottam Das Thakur. His Vigraha Seva, Narottam Das Thakur's personality and their deity at Vrindavan and Bangladesh is very intimately assisted by His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj. Let's welcome him to NVCC by loudly chanting Hari Bol!
Hare Krishna. Oma Gyanjivanandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshunimilitam Jainatasmaya Sugurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Jainabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadantasva Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama. First and foremost, I'd like to again thank Srimati Madan Mohan Mohini Devi Dasi for her very heartfelt offering to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. We often read about Vaishnava qualities in the scriptures, but it's very important to see them personified so that we have faith in those qualities and that we can develop them. One time I asked Tamal Krishna Goswami, what is the most important quality that a disciple can have in service to the spiritual master? And he immediately replied, Guru Nishtha, faith in the spiritual master. From that faith, everything else comes. So today we witnessed very deep Guru Nishtha, very deep faith in her spiritual master, her Shikshu Guru, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And I am also praying that I can have the same faith in my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and have the same love for him that she has for Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Actually, when I first met her, her immediate conversation was, how can I develop my relationship with Tamal Krishna Goswami? How can I become his disciple? She was meaning to take initiation from him. And I said, after the departure of a Vaishnava, you cannot take diksha from that personality, but you can take direction and inspiration through shiksha, through instructions. And we hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita that one may only have one diksha guru, but one can have many shiksha gurus who enlighten and inspire us and guide us in devotional service. And according to the direction of scripture, both are essential and both are most important. So I encouraged her to take initiation from diksha from another devotee in ISKCON. She said, how I can do that? I have so much faith in Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I said, but you must take diksha to remain connected to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. That is our process. Through initiation, we have association, inspiration, direction from all the acharyas back to Krishna himself. So she said, you have defeated me. So I encouraged her. She said, but there's so many personalities who are dear to me. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Bhakti Vringa Govinda Maharaj, Giriraj Swami Maharaj and others. So I said, you think and you meditate and you consider, you find that devotee who makes you feel connected to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who has a very deep relationship with him. So she thought about it for several months, and one day she phoned me. She said, I would like to take a diksha initiation from His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj because he's a very close and intimate friend of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So we thank her for setting that wonderful example. And I said, you're perfectly situated now. You have Goswami Maharaj on your left side, and you have Giriraj Swami on your other side, and they'll lift you back to the spiritual world. I don't want to speak too long because last week I heard one of the most touching offerings ever in my life. There was another memorial celebration taking place in Vrindavan. And devotees were speaking about the glories of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And I was watching it online, and when His Grace Mukunda Datta Prabhu came and spoke, it brought me to tears, actually. He had much association with Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, being very deep and advanced devotee. He was able to appreciate his personality, his seva, his attraction to Prabhupada, and the great success he had in Krishna consciousness. So I would like to sacrifice some of my time so he could speak appropriately about my dear godbrother, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Briefly, this is Tirubhav. This is a day when we celebrate the disappearance of a Vaishnava. I was sitting with Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj there, and we were appreciating everything that's going on the stage today, but he turned to him and he said, I don't like Tirubhava. I don't like disappearance days. And no need to explain why. But actually, one Gaudiya Vaishnava saint, one sannyasi of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Puri Maharaj, he told me one time that in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we honor or we celebrate the disappearance of a Vaishnava even more than his appearance. And I couldn't understand why. Why would we celebrate the departure of a Vaishnava more than we have the celebration of his appearance in this world? So he gave the example of a lotus flower. He said, during the nighttime, the lotus flower is closed, but then in the morning, it starts to open. So in the beginning, you can't see the glories of the lotus flower. It's closed. He said that by high noon, all the glories of the lotus flower are apparent to everyone. So he said in the beginning, when a Vaishnava takes birth, no one could really understand who is this personality, what he will achieve, how great a contribution he'll make to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by the time that devotee leaves, His full glories are known. So on the departure day, we know the glories of that particular devotee and we celebrate with great pomp and circumstance. So I thought that was very interesting. I'm very grateful that Radhesham Prabhu and the managers of this amazing temple have facilitated the desire of Madan Mohan Mohini Devi Dasi to have this this program. We have a saying in English, lest we forget. Actually, we are sitting here, of course, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattva, all the Acharyas who came after them, most importantly, our own beloved spiritual master, the Acharya of this movement, Srila Prabhupada, but also due to the efforts of the followers of Srila Prabhupada, and some of them are prominent. One time Prabhupada said, in the beginning, Krishna sent me a few good men and ladies. And I often think of those godbrothers who did the pioneer work, which is really the most difficult, to establish the movement in the midst of Kali Yuga. It's almost miraculous. The pioneers, like Goswami Maharaj, who were so much dedicated to book distribution, so much dedicated to Harinam, so much dedicated to the management of ISKCON in our governing board commission, so eager to set the example of to take risks on behalf of Krishna and go to China. We're indebted to these devotees, and they bear the most distinguished title. Although devotees don't want titles, they run away from titles. A humble devotee doesn't want to be recognized. He would rather just serve from a distance, serve so many other devotees to the guru, to the grandfather guru, back to Krishna. Still, the Lord arranges that they get titles, so we know how to follow in their footsteps and practice Krishna consciousness. So I think that the most prestigious title, a devotee, in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness can attain is to be called a Prabhupada man. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was through and through a Prabhupada man. So we need to remember, in the midst of just how everything's moving forward, how the material energy is moving forward in Kali Yuga, and how this ISKCON movement is also pushing back Kali Yuga, we have to remember our heroes in Krishna consciousness. We cannot forget. We can't let their names, their activities, their success, their devotion just disappear into time. We have to remember them, those who made a great sacrifice in spreading Krishna consciousness. We have to remember. There's a nice custom they have in Russia. I very much appreciate it, that when a boy and a girl get married, there's a big celebration, they're exchanging vows, there's flowers, there's this and that, and a party. But right after the ceremony, the tradition is they go to a war memorial. They go to a war memorial, whatever city they're in. There's always prominent war memorials everywhere. They go to the war memorial and they thank the soldiers who gave their lives for the country. Of course, you could say it's a material thing, it's a mundane thing, but we have our human nature. We can appreciate that people sacrificed their lives so we could live in a country with democracy or peace and choice of religion, etc. So in the same way, we should remember the great souls who came into this movement and served Srila Prabhupada so selflessly, and by their grace in so many ways we're sitting here today. I had the opportunity to associate with Tamal Krishna Maharaj on a number of occasions. Actually, my first meeting was when I requested to take sannyas in 1978, and my GBC member, Bhagavan Das, he said, well, the only person who can really give you permission, because it was a different process in those days, is one of the great leaders of our movement, Tamal Krishna Goswami. We were in Mayapur. He said, you go to his room and you ask him, if he gives his blessings, we'll give you sannyas. I was so nervous because from a distance Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very strong and powerful and heavy sometimes. He was very heavy. And I was very much afraid, so I kind of crawled there on my hands and knees and knocked on the door. Yes, who is it? Come in. So when I came in, I saw another side of TKG, very soft, understanding, and encouraging side of Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, so you want to take sannyas? So are you preaching? That's the main quality of your sannyasi, that he preaches. He gives up everything to become a world citizen, traveled and preached. So I explained my humble past and how I was traveling and I was barely coming home. And he said, so I'll sign any paper that you can take sannyas. I was very grateful. And through the years, we would meet from time to time, but I was always attracted by his lectures. He gave amazing lectures. So I was hearing his lectures through the years, and I was always thinking, and maybe others will reminisce on this as well, any subject matter that he was speaking on, he could turn it into a Sankirtan class. This was his heart and soul. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shangupanga Shiparshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Payar Vishantihi Shumeda Shaha. That Krishna appeared in this age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with associates, and they could be recognized by the fact that they're all chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So I had an attraction for preaching, and I have always considered Tamal Krishna Goswami to be my Sankirtan guru. So whatever little I have achieved in my preaching efforts, it's really due to the inspiration. He was a fearless preacher, took lots of risks, and he was very bold, and he enjoyed it very much. I'm trying to follow in his footsteps. Prabhupada wrote me one time, my initiation letter. He gave many instructions, but one stuck out. He said, always follow in the footsteps of advanced devotees. One time he asked me to travel with him. He said, just give up your duties in this zone and come with me. He didn't do things in those days, but we had a good relationship. So he said, I will give all the lectures and you will sing, and we'll travel the whole world together. Unfortunately, I couldn't get myself away from other commitments. I lament that very much now, because how much I could have gained by his personal association. I don't really want to talk about myself, but in connection with Goswami, it's interesting because he's the prime personality we're mentioning today. One time I came before him. We were going to go someplace, some program, and I was a grihastha, I think, at that time, still, and I had blue shoes on. So he said, blue shoes? So you can't go out with blue shoes. You have to dress properly. People see the Vaishnava attire, then they're attracted and they'll inquire more. And he said, Inyaduna Maharaj, you have to understand your position here. He said, whatever you wear in ISKCON, that will become the fashion. So be very careful what you dress in. One time he was deeply studying Vaishnava literature in Vrindavan. He was one of the first people to really go deeper into understanding of Sri Vrindavan Dham as more than just a place we went and had Harinam and went around like tourists. He wanted to really go deep into Braj Bhakti. So he was studying under several teachers in Vrindavan. He said, the only way that we can actually understand something is if we teach it. So he said, I'm going to learn Braj Bhakti and I'm going to teach it to you. So I was in Vrindavan for 2 months at that time. I think it was the hot season. So he said, you come every day at 5 o'clock and I'll teach you what I have learned. Unfortunately, it was so hot. And by the end of the day, I was so tired that I usually fell asleep. But I recorded everything. So he said to me, if you can't stay awake in here, he said, you're very intelligent. At least you have a good tape recorder. One time... Those tapes were burned in a fire, unfortunately. One time, my servant, Sri Prahlad Das, who was my assistant, my secretary, and my best friend for many years, we traveled together, he had some dilemma in life. And we could not figure out to do plan A or plan B. We could not figure it out. We'd argue one, then we'd argue the other. So I said, let's go to Tamal Krishnamaraj. He's the most intelligent devotee in this movement. So we went to Cambridge, we met Maharaj, and we presented both arguments. We were like, which one is it? And he said, why does it have to be one or the other? Why not both? And it made so much sense. We said, yes, we can do a little of this and a little of that, and we'll move forward. So he was very intelligent. He whatever problems we had, we could always solve with him. And I think I'll finish there just to give you a little bit, a hint of how dear a friend he was, how much we miss him. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. A Vaishnava dies to live, and while living tries to spread the holy name around. I have no doubt where Tamal Krishna Goswami is. I would say with all certainty, he's in the spiritual world. He's with Śrīla Prabhupāda, wherever Prabhupāda is preaching. That's the point. One time my godbrother, Adi Shekhar Prabhu, he was a bhakta at that time, he said to Śrīla Prabhupāda, Swamiji, when you die, he's a new devotee, when you die, where are you going? I was shocked. It was at New Mayapur. You ought to ask your spiritual master a question. When you die, where are you going? Prabhupada smiled. He said, when I die, my plan is to go to the hellish planets and preach Krishna consciousness. So maybe Tamal Krishna Maharaj is in hell. Maybe he's in heaven. Maybe he's in Goloka. But he's very happy. And he's in Vaikuntha. He's in the spiritual world serving Śrīla Prabhupāda, because he is a Prabhupāda man. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very grateful. You highlighted importance of Guru Nishtha, and this is how we can catalyze our devotional service. Blessed we forget, it's important to remind oneself on whose sacrifices, personal austerities, we stand and perform our current devotional service. Beginning of virtue is in gratitude, and virtue concludes in gratitude. Thank you for sharing very intimate pastimes. We have not heard enough from you. So we want you back here, and so that we all can hear enough from you. Thank you, Maharaj.